We're joined in the media center by our number one qualifier in pro stock, Tanner Gray. His run from Friday night of 6.603 at 208.68 stood strong all weekend long. This is his first number one qualifying position of the season. Tanner, you talked about that. We've talked a couple times this weekend. But now, what's your mindset going into Sunday, still number one, and had a really strong, consistent car all weekend so far?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have had a good car, so I pretty much knew we'd wrap up the number one qualifier after Friday night, just because the conditions weren't going to be there like that again. So it feels really good, though. I feel like we've struggled qualifying all year. It's pretty cool to come out to Indy of all places and be able to unload off the trailer like that and have a pretty fast car. So, everybody seems like they're, maybe closing in on us a little bit. But, we just made a bad run that last one. For whatever reason, the motor shut off on us and just never really recovered. So, I'm looking forward to racing tomorrow. I think it'll be a tough day. I mean, it's going to be hot. I'm not sure what the temperature was today, but if it's any hotter than today, it's definitely going to make it interesting for the crew chiefs and even for the drivers mentally. So it's going to be a tough day tomorrow. It's going to be an all-out brawl, and just whoever wins will definitely deserve it.
I'm sort of curious. We talked about what the crew chiefs have to do. They have to figure out the weather, and they have to set everything behind the wheel. What do you have to do?
Just go up there and do my thing and hit the tree. Make sure I'm shifting it on time. I don't really do anything different. I slowed my clutch linkage down there. And I feel like I missed it about 100th. So I feel like I should have been 20 right there instead of 30. I've been, both times I feel like I really hit it, I've been 12. I feel good about what I can do with my linkage and the different holes that I have the option to go to for when I do, race someone good tomorrow. I feel confident in myself and, what I have learned this weekend. So, try not to do anything different than what I've been doing. Just go up there and, like I said, have a clear mind and hit the tree the best I can. Most definitely. Down track here seems to be a little bit on the loose side. And, I know some of the mountain motor guys have come to me and, kind of expressed their displeasure with it. But, to me, I just feel comfortable with it. It doesn't bother me. It's not something that's in my head when I go up there. Once it happens, you just make small corrections and kind of let the car do what it has to do and just make sure you're keeping the nose out front on it. And I feel like that helps compared to where people that have only drag raced or done anything like that, that it's kind of new to them. So, I definitely feel very comfortable on a hot slick track or even a real cold track when it's loose. Like I said in that story, I'm okay with them cutting the spray even more if they wanted to. I mean, it's not going to affect me. So it'll probably make my job a little bit more fun. So, I'm enjoying the conditions. I think this is the first racetrack that we've seen that is actually this loose. And, I don't know what it is, but there's something down there in the left lane anyway that, kind of takes the car. I don't know if the track's crowned down there a little bit or what. But, you can be going dead straight and the car will just kind of take off on you. So, you got to watch that. But besides that, it's been a lot of fun.
You mentioned you guys have struggled a little bit qualifying this year and then you haven't had a number one qualifying yet. Is there a sense of relief to finally get a number one qualifying?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially going, into the countdown and, like I said, having it at the biggest race of the year, it means a lot. So, when you can have that type of confidence and, all the crew guys have the confidence going into the countdown, it's definitely going to make a difference.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you much.